Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am Angela Ibay, speaking on behalf of the Climate Action Network. Parties came together for this virtual session despite the many challenges, including working across time zones and dealing with technical issues. CAN acknowledges efforts made to make progress on key issues needed ahead of COP26. However, much work lies ahead, with only 20 weeks away before Glasgow. The way forward remains opaque. We need ambition, trust, clarity, and solidarity. That's the bare minimum if we want to set the groundwork for a successful COP26. CAN reiterates that building trust is critical for the successful completion of work with COP26. This trust can only be sealed with the fulfillment of commitment by developed countries, and in particular, the annual delivery of $100 billion until 2025. Overall, besides new pledges from Canada and Germany, the G7 failed to deliver on climate finance. Yes, Italy, Japan, the US, and France, where are your pledges? The world is watching. Second, we need clarity to know more about where to go from here towards COP26. CAN calls for a plan to address the priorities and concerns of developing countries, which in fact should be a global concern, such as climate finance, adaptation, and loss and damage. These concerns must be addressed outside the UNCCC process, but more importantly, within this process through a prioritized and balanced agenda at COP26. We are in a climate emergency. CAN calls on the UK presidency to use the upcoming weeks to set a process to help provide clarity on the way forward ahead of COP26. First, the UK presidency must identify clear proposals to address the fundamental issues of climate finance, adaptation, and loss and damage in COP26 agenda. Second, the UK must provide clear scenarios to ensure COP26 will happen in a safe and inclusive manner, as well as to provide a timeline for making decisions on these scenarios. CAN would like to reiterate that we call for a rapid, equitable, global scale-up of vaccine distribution. COP26 should not jump the queue ahead of frontline workers, the elderly, and other vulnerable people in their own countries. That is not morally acceptable nor politically viable. CAN believes it's unacceptable that the COP26 presidency and other G7 nations have not endorsed the TRIPS waiver for a people's vaccine, which sets back the achievement of vaccine equity and a safe world for all, as well as the balanced representation in Glasgow of all stakeholders. We stand ready to work with anyone ready to build a 1.5-degree compatible future and prevent dangerous climate change. We call for global solidarity, inclusiveness, clarity, and transparency to address the immense challenges ahead of us. Then design a new roadmap that leads towards a successful, inclusive, ambitious COP26, where parties and non-party stakeholders work together towards the implementation of the Paris Agreement. People power, climate justice. Thank you, chairs, and all for listening.